Anat Cohen is our guest on The Checkout. Anat, welcome.
Hi, Josh. It's great to be here.
Last year, WBGO and NPR Music presented your quartet at the Village Vanguard. And last week, you celebrated with a week of performances with your family. And now this week, you're performing a week of, it's called Benny Goodman and Beyond. So what's the Benny Goodman and what's the Beyond?
It's an interesting question.
It is the centennial. May 29th was the centennial of Benny Goodman.
So it's a great occasion for me to do something for Benny Goodman, inspired by someone that inspired me to you know, along the years. I mean, you know, you play clarinet, you play jazz, and you cannot be not moved by Benny Goodman.
Right.
When we thought about a week at the Vanguard, I thought it's a great opportunity to do the Benny Goodman tribute, especially because I haven't done that yet. I came out with my quartet playing more of my own compositions, a little bit more world music, more jazz, more maybe modern. So it's a great opportunity to pay a tribute to the tradition. The Beyond part comes from me wanting to stick to the tradition, but then not really wanting to stick to the tradition. I think it's nice to be able to turn on and off a little bit the how true you are to the original. And, you know, I don't want to try and imitate Benny Goodman.
You're not from that era.
Yeah, I'm not from that era. But when you try to focus on a specific time, and, you know, music from the 20s or the 30s, you can try to be as authentic as you can. And or you can combine it and say, okay, this is more or less the context, but I'm going to be free to do whatever I want. And I wanted to be free to do whatever I want.
Anat Cohen is our guest on The Checkout. Anat, you said that no clarinet player can sort of escape Benny Goodman at some point. That's something that you have to deal with. It's the 800-pound gorilla in the room, so to speak. So, but what was the first Benny Goodman recording that kind of made you do the double take?
When I was in the youth orchestra, when I was probably 13 years old or 14 years old, we took a trip to Germany to play, and I went into a record store, and then I saw this, like, all these Benny Goodman LPs, and I just grabbed them because I knew about this name Benny Goodman, but I never really knew what it was, and I know it was in German, definitely, in the title, but I started to listen to it, and the sound is just, you know, at that time I was still more of a classical player, so you hear a jazz player that, you know, has the legit sound, beautiful tone, but swinging so hard.
Well, you know, he was Der Kaiser of swing.
You know what? He really was. I mean, he recorded almost any possible song. Just the repertoire, you just go on, goes on and on, and everything is just so perfectly arranged. He had great people working with him, helping him to write for large ensembles and all the ideas with the smaller groups.
He had Fletcher Henderson, you know, doing arrangements.
Right. You can't get better than that, can you?
But the execution of those songs and those arrangements are what really impressed me the most.
Mm-hmm.
Even in a point where, you know, the quartet, even with Teddy Wilson and Gene Krupa and Lionel Hampton, even in a point where, you know, these guys are going from gig to gig constantly. They're the most busy musicians you can imagine. And then they just kind of, you know, prance into a radio studio and come in and play one song and leave. And that documented performance, you know, can be some of the most amazing jazz that you've ever heard. And it was just like a blip on the radar for these guys. That's how tight they were.
They were really tight. And also what I hear always when I hear any performance of that quartet is, there's an excitement. It's nobody just, like, you know, put any cruise control through the solos and just, okay, it goes from point A to B and nothing happened. It always feels like there's this drive, this energy. And the arrangements, they always start at a certain point and they start developing and developing and developing, and it always, like, ends in this beautiful climax, and you, like, you stay with just your jaw dropped, like, whoa, it's over, wow. And perfect execution,
yeah.
Technically, swinging every note.
And all of them leaning in to the tune, you know, I mean, like, it just has this forward propulsion that blows me away. I mean, I don't even hear that a lot today, and I listen to a lot of music, you know, but it's just different. So who's in the band this week?
I got Benny Green on piano, Peter Washington on bass, and Louis Nash on drums.
That's a pretty amazing rhythm section.
Yeah, I would say so.
And then I understand later in the week you're augmenting the band, so to speak. You're adding 5 horns?
Yes, we are.
You're having a no net?
Yeah, actually, now that you put it that way, yes, we are.
The Anat No Net.
Anat No Net. I like that name, like that. You know, there's certain songs that Benny did with a big band that we really wanted to do them, and maybe they're not going to work as well with the quartet. But we decided, of course, again, with the help of my partner and colleague, Odette Levary, to take a few songs and basically scale down the big band arrangements to 5 horns and try to get this energy and those arrangements and the build-up of those arrangements. So some of them are longer, some of them are, you know, just for the slower songs. But we decided to add horns, and we're going to have Ted Nash is going to be playing tenor, and Dan Block playing alto sax, Scott Robinson playing baritone, my brother Avishai Cohen playing trumpet, and Wycliffe Gordon playing trombone. And we're going to play Odette's arrangements, and I think it's going to be so much fun. I really can't wait for that. You know, playing Sing 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 with them, playing Oh Baby, hopefully having Wycliffe singing. I mean, I would sing, but I think it's better to leave it to people that can.
You're welcome to give it a shot right now, if you wish.
It's a funny little... No, I'm not. I'm not going to do it. I'm too shy. Maybe one day.
Well, I think the music is a powerful thing. You can take people in a lot of directions. Anat Cohen, you're doing it. The direction this week is Benny Goodman and beyond. To infinity and beyond. Anat Cohen is our guest. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Josh.